Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I am Kristen, and I'm here with Psychic Neil Baker. What is your name? A little tongue-tied this morning, Neil.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Speech impediment sometimes occurs on Monday mornings. Welcome, everyone, to the show. I'm so glad to have you here. Today, we're continuing our discussion on controlling your future and, of course, conducting listener readings. Callers that are in the queue, we're going to get to each one of you, so if you hold your place in line, that's very helpful to us rather than hanging up and calling back because I do take calls in the order they are received. Before we get to our discussion, want to let everybody know how to stay connected with us. Of course, you can follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. There's also a friend account whereby you can make a friend request as well. But the fan page is linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile, as well as our Twitter account is linked under that Blog Talk Radio profile. And for a direct discussion with Neil after the show, 562-596-7818. Any inquiries regarding readings or further discussion must be done via that phone number. But Neil, we were talking on Wednesday about controlling your future, and of course, as usual, we had to cut our conversation short. So let's get back to that today, because I think it's a very exciting prospect for those of us who want to make changes in our lives, the fact that we have that power. We talked a little bit about utilizing the birth date. I don't think we're going to get too much into the birth date code today, but we can, in fact, transform our numbers and transform our destinies, because not everything is fixed.
Well, no, not everything is fixed, and I'm a strong believer in free will. As much as I recognize what the patterns are in a birth date and what karma is in terms of a person's soul's journey on the planet and how it converses with the physical elements of the world, so we have our physical elements, we have our karmic elements, our past life agendas, some things are fixed. I'm not a believer that we choose our own parents.
Right,
because
we've talked about that already before.
You know, if we choose our own parents, what do they have to say about it? You know, we don't. The arrangement of karma is very complex, and we don't basically just get to sit there and say, okay, I want this to be my mom, this to be my father. You can't control somebody else's destiny that way by just proclaiming the way you want the world to be and how you set it up, or whether you set up that you would have a broken arm or you would have cancer or whatever it may be. These are not things that we decide for ourselves. These are elements that come about through the complex system of karma and how everything is somewhat interconnected, and indeed we are still adhere to the planet and the responsibilities we have on this planet level by way of what our soul has done throughout our lifetimes. So that's what I really believe, and I sense that too in my experience of knowledge in this realm, that there are some things that are not really preconceived. They are conceived in a realm before we actually enter the Earth realm. So there are determining factors to who we are, what's going to happen, and how it's going to somewhat work out. But we do have this ability to have free will. And aside from the karma that we have to go through, because we all have our karmic elements, and as Chris and I are going to further elaborate in our book on numerology, what that karmic basis is and how it's signified and described in a birth date. Beyond that, we have this ability to get into our higher self. That's what's most exciting, not our lower bodies where there's a lot of karma, but in our higher selves where there's a world of transcendence and creativity and how we can self-actualize.
So we have
ourselves
to,
into a higher realm.
So we have to transform that karma into transcendence, but we have to go through steps, many of us, before we're able to do that in terms of working through our karma, before we can really self-actualize.
Yeah, it's funny because the steps we go through to realize that whatever comes at us unexpectedly is karma. That's kind of karma. Karma can have destiny. There can be a destiny in karma, and there can be thrilling moments in karma. We can have great things happen. Karma, we tend to think that karma is all about, oh boy, it's all this hard work we have to get through. Well, for the most part, it is. But what we do in our lives is that we, in our previous lifetimes, we may have left the planet in such a way that some of the higher energies that we have self-createdly established can move into our early karmic stages. So we have a commingling.
So that's why, you know, like a lot of times you'll see people that become famous at a very young age and have early successes prior to that karmic point.
Blessings that are going on. Karma is twofold. Karma,
positive and negative.
It's based like that. Yeah, you can have good karma, bad karma. Karma you've established through the merits of your soul.
But there's more free, I think what we're talking about in terms of transcendence versus karma, whether there's good karma or bad karma, there's more creative freedom in the transcendent phase than there is in the karmic phase.
Yes, but the release of bad karma or the release of responsible karma that we have to work through gives us the opportunity to go into self-creative energies. So I always say the simple analogy is that when a parent says, clean your room, you can go out to play.
It's so
clean up, clean up your karma and clean up your karma and you can actually move into a world of the playground, the way where we can actualize ourselves. Now, we can do it simultaneous, too. If we're lucky, if our karma allows it, we can say, look, I'm going to work on my karma at the same time I want my transcendence to ride along with me. So that's where we can do two things at one time. We're working on energy, and we're also actualizing ourselves. And like I was saying before, the elements that come at us, like we have no choice, it just comes at us. Things that occur in our life, when we wake up and we just say, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. Not in a transcendent way, but when things attack us, when we feel compelled to be, that we're being challenged. That's basically a karma. So the things that, you can almost feel the vibration of karma. When things are going wrong, and you almost can feel, you know, I didn't create this. This is like an accident. Karma will sometimes feel like accidents. They sneak in like a thief in the night, and they kind of wake us up out of our consciousness and alert us that we are still being responsible on the planet for certain aspects of what our behavior established in previous lifetimes. So we have karma in divorces. We have karma in jobs. If we're struggling, I just spoke to a gentleman today who is a very wonderful man, and he's struggling with just sustaining his life and providing for his family. Now, is that karma? Yeah. Karma established that this particular person was going to be challenged in lifetime to provide for his family, even though inside he's a good moral man, ethical, and not a bad bone in his body. But yet, the question is, why is this happening? You know, when you get past the economy and difficulties in our society and money and depression and inflation and all that, when you get all past that, and you look at still that there are haves and have-nots in the world that we live in, we have to assume what kind of karma do we come into the world with? And then, what is it in a birth date of how something's going to turn out, as opposed to the idea that we can seize energy and creatively step out of karma and move into something much higher and transcendent, where we become self-actualized and realize our highest potential? Those are the elements that we're here to really discuss. And even though we always kind of get into an idea of tapping the surface, because our shows aren't designed for one thorough hour of discussion on these matters, I want people to at least come out back with the idea that our birth dates are a code. There's mystifying things in our birth date. Birth dates can fluctuate. You can be creative with birth dates. They don't necessarily have to be fixed. They are numbers, but they're also narratives. They are numbers, but they're also chakras. They are numbers, but they're also karma. They are numbers, and they're also spiritual transcendence. So all of that you can take and if you will, manipulate in such a way that you've changed the formation of what seems to be fixed. And that's a revolutionary idea, but it's one that, I mean, just the simple fact that we're not fixed by birth. We grow up. We get older.
Right, and that's not to mention when two people combine or three people combine their birth dates, and you start to get really creative
virgin
energy.
That's why no one born on any uniform year, month, day
is going to have the same energy.
It's going to have the same energy. There's so many components that contribute to the deviations of a uniform code that it's incredible. And then there's the vibration of what the person is doing in their life.
Right. You know, once again, we're at kind of the end of the time frame here. We've got so many callers, Neil. So we can either continue this or revisit it on another show further in the future, because I don't know if we have a plan for Wednesday. But I do want to get to some of our callers here, if that's all right. Let's take the first 786. Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Yeah, thank you.
Hi, I'm sorry. This is Samantha. Samantha, I'm so sorry.
Oh, Samantha. Hi, Samantha. And can you remind us of your birth date, please?
Yes, it's 3/21/88.
Okay, and what's your question, Samantha?
Well, speaking on the topic of karma, I'm really happy that was the topic of discussion today, because I feel I've had... I'm sorry?
I said good. Go ahead.
Yes, I felt like in the past I've had, I guess you could call it karmic relationships, where there are things that I guess me and the partner needed to work out. And I know karma isn't always meant to be negative. And I feel that I've done some work in that area. And I just wanted to know, hopefully I know I'll have to learn from another partner. And hopefully not.
I'm sorry, say that again. Say that again, that last. You have to what?
I know that in relationships, you're always going to learn from the other individual. And I was wondering if there's a good relationship coming in for myself.
You're 27, right? Is that right?
Yes.
27?
Yes, I am.
27, and she's a 32-5.
Mm-hmm.
So she's five years away from her karmic changeover,
right.
So she's still in karma. But go ahead, Daniel.
Well, she's still in karma. It's true. You're going to be in karma, Samantha, an intense karmic connection to your past life history until the age of 32, whereby you make a significant change. But that doesn't mean that change cannot occur before then. And in your estimation, it can. Your overall karmic number is 6. based upon your month and day. And that exceeds your master number of 5, which is a strong communication number. Now, you are 27 years old, which means you've gone through 5.2 cycles of your life. 5.2 cycles, 5 times 5 is 25, and I'm just saying 0.2 is 2 years beyond 25. So you've gone through 5.2 cycles, which is quite significant. And you are now 5 years towards the age of 32 when you make your change. 32 is not divisible by 5. 30 is, 35 is, but 32 isn't. So you're also going to have multiples of your master number from the age of 32 onward every 5 years, as much as you will have them every 5 years from the day you were born. That's your karmic cycle. The transcendent cycle starts at the age of 32. Now, 5 years prior to that, you're about to meet a person who will be the entrance to your transcendence. So you're about to meet a person, Samantha, who will provide for you the entry-level themes of transfer at the age of 32. Let's just say, for example, you wanted to be an actress. At this point, you would meet, your boyfriend would be an actor. Let's say you want to be an accountant. At this point in time, the person you're going to meet would be an accountant. The person you're about to meet at the age of 27, now that you've turned 27, is going to be equatable to what you intend to do in the world. Now, that person may be transcending along with you, or he just may be an important, what I call a stop in time, where time sort of stops, you deal with karma, it's significant, and then you move forward. But it is a passing phase. I will say this, the person's going to have something to do with transportation. There's going to be something to do with transportation in this person's life. So that's a broad theme, but it's something to hold on to as we begin to investigate who the human being is that's coming in and what area of life he's surrounded by. It will be in the realm of transportation. Okay.
Okay.
And I do think that it's a transcendent. It's a person that comes in the themes of transcendence.
Okay.
Meaning it's a positive thing.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
All right, Samantha. Well, we appreciate your call, and hopefully that was helpful to you.
Oh yes, it was. Thank you. And I just love the show again.
Thank you so much. We love that feedback. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. You know, forgive me sometimes on the air for being general.
She said something. Oh, I just cut her off. Sorry, Samantha. What were you saying? I muted you
I was just saying I hope you guys have a wonderful day.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. Go ahead, Neil. Sorry.
Yeah. You know, the generalizations that Lisa that I seem to express on the radio, forgive me for that. I don't always mean to be general. The specifics of an energy sometimes takes more time, and we can get into the specifics of an energy sometimes just spontaneously.
Sure.
It just happens.
Of course.
The general information, though, is not invaluable. There is something important about generalized information if you take it deeply, if you think about it deeply. So look at that information, even though it may be general at times, really think about it, because there's always going to be some truth in those generalizations, because they're still connected to your individual blueprint.
Yes, of course. Okay, next caller, 951, it's Nathaniel. Nathaniel, hi. 5157.
Oh, hey. That's
hi.
Me.
What's
How
going
you
on?
Doing?
Good, thanks.
Oh, I guess not too much. Just kind of looking for some new work here.
Okay, any progress since the last call that you want to mention, or do you want...
Not really. I just put a couple applications in, so I'm just waiting for a hear back here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, right around, Nathaniel, right around, we're about in the midst of we're getting into the midst of May. Around June 10th, I think you'll be having some work by then. So we're looking at maybe 3-4 weeks away. Again, it may require some footwork. So I know that you've done some security work. There may be something in there. I'm always encouraging you on your music and your creativity. But on the other layer, on the other side, walk on the other side of the street, you know, still money you have to make and things like that. So I think that right around June 10th is what I'm going to throw my fishing line out for right now. That perhaps you'll have some kind of security work. Are you still exploring security work as one of your avenues?
Yes, I just worked the graveyard shift the last two nights, and my boss that has the account with, you know, the employer hurt his knee, you know, and, you know, he couldn't help me on the big wedding that there was 500 people. You know, he said he was going to come early and help me, but he said he hurt his knee, and but miraculously, he came in to work the next night. So, you know, I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm you know, if you're prepared, I'm kind of looking for something that may have a 5-day, you know, 5 days a week, 4 to 5 days a week. And,
you know,
I
did apply about a month ago for a job out in Hellendale, and it's, let's see, I think it's like Wednesday, Thursday off, and it's 3 to 11 in the swing shift. And it's for a company, you know, where you have work comp. I'm just an independent contractor, and, you know, I could get injured on the job and not have work comp.
You're in an area that is friendly to where my scope of vision is. To some extent, there's some conflict in there. But I think for the purpose of this reading today, Nathaniel, I'll put it out for work by June 10th. 5 days a week, and some form of security work. Let's go with that first and see how that works its way through time. Okay?
And Nathaniel, if you want to private message me, the last time you called the show, you were asking for a specific request, and I don't want to, like, you know, reveal anything I'm not supposed to reveal on this show, even though we talked about it before. So could you let me know if that came through? Do you remember what you called that last time?
I can't get in the chat room. I only have an iPad.
There's no chat room. But you have Facebook. I mean, you're on our Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
So just message me there. Do you know? Yeah, we don't do a chat room.
Yeah.
Let me know.
Okay,
let us know what happened.
Okay, well, thank you. Sweet.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. All right, so hopefully we'll get some more. Bye, Nathaniel. All right, we have so many callers, Neil. It's like crazy.
We're going to try to, you know, when we get a lot of callers, we try to reach you all, so we're trying very hard to be effective
and brief.
And brief, but some effectiveness and get everybody in there.
Yeah. Okay, this is 774 area code. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, who's this?
Yeah, hi, good morning. My name's David. I'm from Massachusetts.
Hi, David.
Hi.
And your birthday?
My
birthday, David?
Oh, my birthday is November 2nd, 1964.
11-2-64? Okay, go ahead with your question.
Yeah, my question is, as far as my small business is concerned, how do you guys feel that might work out within the next year or two?
Well, you're well, David. I don't know if we've ever talked before. Your master number is 6. You're asking about your business. Your master number is 6. You had to quit you in the year 1988 when there should have been a change in your life at the age of 24. Sometimes myself as a psychic can mark events from that time forward to get to the present time. Did you make a change at the age of 24, quickly go back there, jump back, 1988, 24, did you change schools, a location, a relationship, anything in that time zone? It looks like you might have done a little bit of traveling, too.
Well, I was in the Navy. I was just started my second tour, so all that kind of stuff is true to a degree. There was, you know, it was constantly fluctuating.
Yeah. Because I saw you doing a little bit of traveling at that point. So being in the Navy, of course, you're going to be stationed or on the ship, whatever. So there's
yeah.
some element there going on. Have you ever been interested in the area of communication?
Well, I am in a way, yes, because I'm a tarot card reader. And so I've been doing that for quite a few years now. But I'm just, it's not really going anywhere. So I'm on a dilemma. Should I invest my time more into doing that? Or should I kind of step away from that and look more and invest more towards my small business and sort of start stepping away from the psychic stuff?
Yeah, what's your small business?
He's a six.
What's your small business? What do you do?
My small business, I make greeting cards from my photographs that I take of churches and things like that. So it's a religious thing.
Okay.
But it's unique because you can actually use the photographs, you know, so it's kind of different.
Okay. So what you need to do in both your tarot card reading and your greeting card, and they're both communication elements that involve
mm-hmm.
the sixth chakra.
Yeah.
Because your element of communication, you're the element of communication through whether through tarot cards, greeting cards, photographs, churches, that's sixth
mm-hmm.
chakra information, which you know, being a tarot card reader, you should be well familiar with. What you got to do is explode into the idea of selling yourself. There's got to be a
mm-hmm.
higher branch and a higher profile of how you impact mm-hmm. the business community and your consumer community, your providers for your business, in terms of how you present your package. Now, maybe you can have a tarot card, greeting card type thing. Maybe and you can develop a business where you have greeting cards that also have tarot card information on it. I once worked
mm-hmm.
with somebody who did the astrological signs, and they made it very popular by making it look like astrological signs in a cigarette, like they were cigarettes, and you pulled out each one for the month. So you have to think dramatically about how to make your energy more colorful, not just like every other tarot card reader or greeting card reader, but how you can combine the two and make it very exciting that consumers would love to have your product. I think you're going to be very successful in this. I mean, you're 50 years old, so what? You got you're at a point right now where between now and 54, in fact, you could be very successful, make more money than you've ever made before. And so I would start to combine the two together as the first sentence of how to get this thing going. You've got to combine the two, not one or the other, and then put it in
mm-hmm.
a colorful merchandising package that just seems exciting, make it economical for people to afford. And I think
mm-hmm.
that there's some element of surprise there for you that would be outstanding.
Sounds like you're talking about creating a tarot deck.
Huh? Creating a tarot deck, you're saying. Actually, a good
yeah.
idea, because, I mean, that visionary aspect
yeah.
of the photography, I mean, you could
yeah.
do something really cool with that.
That is
hmm.
actually self-creative and self-innovative in terms of the consumer. The consumer puts some of their own energy into it. So make it into an interactive tarot card, greeting
hmm.
card business.
Okay, David.
Awesome.
Well,
okay.
we thank you
awesome.
So much for finding our show, because I think it's the first time we've spoken with you. And if you'd like to speak with Neil further, 562-596-7818. And David, you can join us on Facebook. Follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio as well. We appreciate, you're joining us on our site. We do this as a service, so if you support us there, it's
nice to know that we have supporters. It's just comforting that people take the time out to acknowledge what we're doing, and that's nice too.
Yes. Okay. So, lots of callers. 404 is next. Good morning.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Who is this, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's
okay.
Hello?
Hi, are you there? Who is
yes,
this?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We've got a lot of callers, so we got to get your information quickly so we can get right into the reading. What's your name and birth date?
T, and it's 12/9.
It's really hard to hear you.
It's 12-9, December 9th.
And your name? Yeah, the year and your name?
Oh, 12-9-88, and my name is T.
Like just T or T-E-E?
E-E.
T-E-E. Okay. Okay. What's your question?
This question is far as career. Anything
okay.
that you see.
All right.
As far as career, well, there may be actually, the first of all, what I'm getting to is something that is active. So I don't know if either you're in front of the action or behind the action, but that could be something to do with the sense of production. Now, I may be getting into the realm of your interest, not maybe your career right now, but it almost seems like when I'm getting the vibe from you, I'm getting a feeling of production. Like I don't know, maybe I'm in a past life. I don't know yet. But there's something to do with production, visual arts, music, that kind
mm-hmm.
of energy. And it may be that you would say, well, you know, I appreciate music. I like music. Or you could even venture forth and say, I've done something along that line, or I'm experienced or been exposed to something like that. Have you ever done anything in the realm of production?
No, but that's not the first time I heard that.
Yeah, well, it's not the first time because I'll tell you why. My assessment of this is that I'm coming from an element of a past life that is being stifled in this lifetime by something, probably in the element of that occurred earlier in your childhood that blocked the energy. So did you have a pretty challenging childhood upbringing? Anything in there that was particularly challenging to you?
I had a pretty decent childhood, I would say.
And what do you do for a living? What do you do, you know?
Social work.
So you're a social worker, which is a high energy field. Are you actively involved in social work right now?
Yes.
Okay, so the only idea about social work, you're going in and looking and assessing I see where this is coming from. The troubling background is you go into homes with troubling background. That's where the trouble is. You come back to the planet to clarify and stabilize families and energies that are involved in unstable environments. So what I'm getting is, now I'm getting to see something. What I'm getting here, T, is that you've come back to clean up family social units. And so it's not particularly your unit, but you're doing that because of a past life requirement. Now, aside from that, there's something to do with an extraordinary outreach program whereby the people who are, I mean, I know social work is a terribly demanding job. It's very frustrating. Sometimes the results are really, really horribly manifested. But you do have miracles that occur, and you feel proud that you've been able to implement your actions and help maybe innocent victims. What I would suggest you do is that in your inspiration with people that you connect to, that you find some, quote, production value in what you do. That might be some form of creativity in there, maybe something that you could even establish on your own, but there's something to do with production with you in this lifetime, aside from your social work, whereby you can still benefit by doing seventh chakra work, service to the community, but yet on a very creative, productive level. That's where my first thought is with you as we speak today.
All right. Hopefully that's helpful to you, T. And if you'd like to discuss this further, 562-596-7818. And, of course, you can always call the show again as well. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
Take care. Okay.
What was her original question?
She was asking about her career. So, I mean, we definitely
Well, okay. So there's an intermingling there. I'll just make it.
Okay. 831.
Good afternoon. My name is Lisa. My birthday is 3665. I haven't spoken to you since 2013, and I wanted to give you an update.
Wow.
You had given me a private reading, and it was with this gentleman that I was interested in. And a few months later, he proposed to me, and we have now been married. And I just want to thank you. Your insight was much needed, and I appreciate confirmation.
Oh, great.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Yes.
Was the ring she had with me
that
we talked about?
Yes.
Oh, well, thank you, Lisa, for coming back and confirming that. That always makes me feel good. I love good stories that have happy endings. And so thank you for sharing
that. 3655, is that correct? 3655.
That is correct.
55 or 65?
55 or 65, sorry.
65.
Okay, I heard it wrong. Neil heard it right. Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Lisa. Do you have
I do. I have a business in mind, and, well, I'm a little befuddled. I'm feeling a little anxiety regarding making house payments, starting job, teenagers, you know, life. I need to know what time, is this the right timing? Should I be working for someone else? I don't want to put more stress on my husband. He's been really, really wonderful in supporting us.
Okay.
Well, so you're in a dilemma. You're thinking about business. Are you thinking about starting your own business?
I want to start my own business. I'm having a hard time working with a few of these agencies that I've been with.
Agencies that you've been with. What kind of business do you want to start?
Well, I would like to start an independent living skills business. I would help the mentally ill, mostly high functioning, you know, and going through their medical records, because I'm also an LVN, I would be able to assist them in the doctor's appointments. I help them with their day-to-day routine, help them with social work, all sorts of things.
Well, I mean that's a noteworthy, wonderful endeavor on your part, and I would assume that whatever state licenses and permits you need, which amount to, you know, in terms of taking care of somebody who's mentally ill, what your insurance is, what you're permitted to do, how you're covered, whatever board you have to go by or whatever the license requirements are. I mean, it's a very demanding job. You probably have to start to staff people because you're just one person, and one-on-one that could take hours.
Right. I do wish to staff people. And we have a local college here, which I had spoken to a few students that would be interested in part-time job.
Well, that would be great, because if you can put out that they could get credit for it, if you could make yourself credible in that regard and pull students and they get credit for it in terms of their diploma, their licensing, their degrees, that would be fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see this happening. I mean, you're 50 years old, but I could see by the time you're 51, 52, and doing this until at least 58 to 60, you've got six fabulous years in there or more if necessary. So the energy of this, Lisa, the complications and the obstacles you're experiencing, I think, are par for the course. I don't think that there's anything there that would suggest don't do it. It's not an omen. It's not a sign. I would say to get past that, to slowly work towards this goal, and I could see that by March, April of next year, with all this footwork involved and the progression thereof, you're going to be very happy with what you're doing. So I suggest you keep going on it.
Okay, yes, and do check in with us maybe a little earlier and let us know how things progress. Lisa,
you know, if I predicted in 2013 that you'd find this fella, and you did, now we're on stage two.
Okay. Well, thank you for your update, Lisa.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Okay, 412 area code. All right. Good morning. Thank you for waiting.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Who's this, please?
My name's Keisha.
It's very hard to hear.
My name is Keisha.
Keisha, K-I-S-H-A. We haven't heard from you in a long time.
Uh-huh.
If you're the same Keisha, are you the same Keisha?
And my birthday is 2379.
2379. What's going on?
I just wanted, you know, the love, I guess. What did you see coming up for love?
Love. Well, yeah, let's see. You had a change at the age of 31, 79, 89, 99, 2009, 2010. 2010, there might have been a breakup, something in that line. 2010 at the age of 31. Am I right there? 79, 89, 99, 2000. Yeah, 2010.
Yeah.
Was there a change
I
there,
Keisha? I broke in 2010.
It's real hard to hear.
Okay. I can't hear you. You got to talk real carefully in your phone there.
I'm sorry. Yes, in 2010, I did break up with my kid's father.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so we got a breakup there, breakup with father, and so what I'm saying now, being 30, what are you, 30, what are you, 35?
36.
So, oh, 36. Oh, you're going to get a relationship this year.
Uh-huh.
You're going to be in a relationship this year.
Okay.
Keisha, let me ask you something. Was there any point in, and was there any time in your life where you went through a phase of smoking cigarettes?
I started smoking cigarettes when I was 23. But
yeah.
I had been smoking since I was like 13. So that was 10 years. And
yeah, I got it.
It was a while ago.
I understand it completely. I'm right with you. And 23 is your first two numbers of your birthday, 2-3. So there's a certain impact there in terms of how we're formulating your month and day into a certain time when you stop smoking. So I'm going to take that element, and I'm going to now, it's been quite a while since you've been smoking, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go back to it. But I'm going to now take that element because it's been roughly 13 years. Now, 13 is your inverted 31. I know what I'm talking about. 13 is your inverted 31 of your karmic year. So that means that I'm going to take this element of 4, which is your heart chakra, and I'm going to ask for assistance, I think, from angels and guides and spirits to provide for you a very loving, loving, loving relationship this year from a man who will just cherish you. So that's what I'm predicting right now. I think we're ripe for it. I think we're ready for it. And just let us know how things go, okay?
Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome, Keisha. Thank you. Lots of people checking in today after not calling for a while. So it's nice to hear from people we haven't heard from. Okay. 201 is next, and then 360, 201, hi.
Hi, it's Jennifer from New Jersey calling. It's
hi.
My first time calling.
Well, welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Thank you. My birthday is October 9th, 78.
Okay. 35-8. She's a
35-8.
Mm-hmm. All right. What is your question?
Just trying to figure out as far as relationship. I feel like I should have babies by now, be married with
okay.
a child. So do you see any good relationship coming? I feel like I have somebody that keeps coming back in the picture, but I don't think it's the right person for me.
No, it
so,
isn't the right person.
So he's got to go, and I need to know when the new one's coming.
Okay. Well, Jennifer...
He was a Capricorn. I just don't think it was a good thing. Me and Libra.
maybe you should have been a unicorn. I don't know. But anyways, you made a change at 35. Now your master number is 8. 8 goes in multiples at 32 and 40, not 35. But at 35, you had a change. Now you are 36, so you're 1 year beyond a change of energy. And I think, therefore, you're in your transcendent phase. Now, in your transcendent phase, you've got a lot more going on than what you had previously. You've been having troubles and, quote, no babies before the age of 35 because of the element of your zero in your month. It just meant that you were going to have to go through a kind of sterile period of not have being barren, the word I'm looking for. So that occurs up to the age of 35. There might have been some other private moments. There could have been false pregnancies, abortion, stillbirth. Yeah. There might have been something in there that would have blocked any birth from happening. But at the same time, let's get past that. We're in the present to the future right now. I think maybe by the age of 37, which is going to be this October, we could start to trace the months from there onward for this relationship to come in, where I think you will be having babies. I do think you have babies. I think you have babies in this lifetime.
I haven't met them yet, all right? They're not around me?
No, you haven't met them yet. And this one that's been coming in and out, have you known him 3 to 4 years, or how long have you known this?
3 years.
Yeah.
It'll be 3 in June, actually.
Okay, so that's what I was getting as a vibration. And I don't think...
He's looking for me left and right. I don't know what to do with him.
Well, you don't know what to do with him. Well, I'll tell you what to do with him. Just move on.
Okay.
Move on. Don't wish him ill. Just move on.
He was married and had a child 3 years ago. What happened?
I thought he
wanted to get married, supposing to have a child and meet the family, the whole nine yards, and then it's just like, well, I kind of was like wanting to take my time, and then now it's just, I don't know, he can't be trusted.
No. So you already said it, so don't linger in ambiguity.
I don't have any more time to waste.
No, you don't have any more time to wait. So let go of him. Let go of him and move forward, I think, by October and the months forthcoming from there. You're going to be, you meet somebody, they'll want to have babies with you, and you won't have to be fighting a man to have a child. It will be a mutual consent, and so go in earnest right now. It's a good, just follow my advice, play it cool till October, and then from there start to activate the energy. It's going to get a lot better, and I do predict you're going to have children.
Okay, Jennifer, well,
sounds good. Thank you for
calling today, and you can follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. You can talk to Neil, 562-596-7818, or join us on Facebook or Twitter. Okay, 360 and then 770. Let's take 360. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. This is Lori calling. Lori.
Hi, Lori. What's your birth date again, please?
10-14-59.
How are you?
Well, I'm still dealing with that kid on the car.
Oh, yeah, with the car.
Yeah. And I had a court date on the 7th, and I won the judgment because he didn't show up. And then there was on the paperwork, there was the wrong date, and so I called the mediators. I told them, well, is this kid informed of the correct date? And they said they did inform him. But he went to the court that same day and told them that he had the wrong court date, and so he asked for a continuance till May 21st, which, you know, he lied about because he was aware of the court date. And so I'm trying to get, I got a lawyer because I want to sue in civil court too, and so I'm wondering how this is all going to work out.
Lori, just briefly, what are you looking to gain in court? Because I know he damaged your car, right?
Yeah, in small claims court, I'm suing for the $1,600 because, and then he was supposed to repair my car, and he didn't, so he didn't meet the stipulation, but he's fighting it anyway. But
so
I want to.
$1,600 is what you're trying to get
in the small claims, and then afterwards, I'm going to civil court. I want to sue in civil court to sue for the replacement car.
I see. Okay. And you're wondering how that's going to go, Neil?
Okay. Well, okay, so let's look at something very creatively here right now in terms of the process, not the final outcome. You said 1600. I wrote down on my piece of paper as I was talking to you 2500.
Yes.
So that's about 900 more than what you're asking for. Now, that won't cover the cost of the new car, but it suggests right now that you may be getting more than what you're asking for. Now, where that amount leads to, we don't quite know yet. But he can only waste the court's time for so long. And now that you've got an attorney, which is going to chip away a little bit at your settlement, but not much, I think in that line of prediction, you're going to come out with maybe at least 2,500, if not more. I think you'll get your 1,600. And I don't know how they'll gauge it from his wages or what he'll do or something, but you'll get that. And I think that by maybe May of this year, I mean, there's going to be a direct change this year in May, somewhere in May, there's a shift. And then from there, you might have to withstand another 6 months. And then it's over. You know, the courts want to get this. I know the courts are backed up everywhere across the nation. But, you abide your time. You wait your time. You do everything squarely. The guy was wrong. He can only wiggle so long. The courts are going to nab him. This is what it's all about. You're going through the legal means. This is all proper. Just follow through. Don't procrastinate. Have all your evidence there, and you're going to be okay. So what I'm seeing is above and beyond what you're asking for, and I do predict that there'll be the first next shift occurs even this month, Lori.
Okay.
I'm glad you're getting hopefully getting some money back, because I know that was a concern that you were going to be able to recover anything at all. So it's good that you
got
it, I think.
Awesome.
Yeah, and you know, and connect. There's all kinds of things you can do to aggravate the process. You know, better. I don't know. You know, he claims to be a mechanic, and I don't know.
I don't think he's even, like, registered, though. I mean, you have to be an actual business. I don't know if she can make a complaint about a non-business entity.
Yeah, he does have a license. I found that out.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up. That's what I'm picking up. So, people who deliberately hurt others, I think they've got to pay for the crime. And when you do it by accident, you know, that's one thing. Working out the human emotions one-to-one is another. But when someone deliberately deceives a person and thinks they can get away with it, well, it's our responsibility to go after those people. Because that's
right.
All right. So,
yeah.
Lord,
plus, he left my car so dangerous, I could have been in a fatality.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a real jerk. So just continue on. I predict good things.
Okay, let us know how it progresses, Lori. Thank you for
thank you.
Okay, take care. All right, last caller, 770.
Hi, this is Gina.
Hi. Hi, Gina.
Hi, my birthday is January 8th, 1979.
Okay, and your location?
Georgia.
All right. 358.
Georgia.
Yeah.
And
what's your question?
My question is, I'm looking for employment. My last day of work was on April the 30th with my long-term contract job, and I had an interview last month, but I haven't heard back from them, and that was from a government agency. So whatever you pick up from me, as far as opportunity.
Yeah, it's funny, Gina, because I was going before you. You said it. I was going to government. I was even going to military, but I was feeling that government background before you even said anything. So that's the first thing. You're 36 years old. So, like two callers back, you're in the same position. You're a 35, like Jennifer. You're a 35 equals 8. You're 36 now. You've got a 7-9 going on in your energy. She had a 7-8. You've got a 7-9, so it's going to be success. I would say that by even June, maybe the tail end of June, I'm seeing some favorable sunlight in your life. So right around there, there's going to be something that's favorable, June of 2015. And then, you know, and then from there, I think it would be wise to assess the situation, and it may mean to strategize something that takes you forward and locks it in. But I'm seeing work this year, hopefully by the tail end of June, not the beginning of July. I just want to ask you, have you ever stepped foot in Florida?
I just had a vacation, spring break there, last month.
Okay. Yeah, well, that means you stepped foot in there, unless you
just, Dave got it on the internet, picture of Florida.
I know somebody went to a hot air balloon and they went to Florida, but okay, so there we go. There we go. That's our validation. That's what I consider angelic interception. Angel's giving me the information that validates the premise that establishes the prediction.
All right.
Thank you.
Short answer, but sweet, I guess. And, you know, regarding Lori, it was my memory that when she talked to us that wasn't a licensed. So I was just going on memory. So I'm surprised that the guy was licensed.
Yeah,
Interesting that you picked it up.
I picked up that he was licensed. So, yeah, good thing.
All right. We are done for today, Neil, but we are back on the air on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks to all our callers. And sorry to those we didn't get to. We had a lot of people coming through today. So we do get to as many of you as possible. Please try us again on Wednesday. And the phone lines do open up 15 minutes prior to the show, so it's a good practice to get in the queue if you want to get a reading. Get in the queue early, that is. All right. See you Wednesday, everybody. Bye-bye.